I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying round the garden, the sweetest ever seen, taking back the honey to the dear old queen. Honeybee.
The birds and the bees. They had it good for millions of years, until man arrived. They're as much a part of our earth as the four elements, and in the bees' case, almost as important to our survival. But for some time, disease and parasites, alongside man's farming methods, have conspired against them. They're dying in their billions.
This might be one of the most interesting, disturbing, and puzzling stories to come along in a long time. Something is happening to the honeybees.
Something is killing our honeybees in staggering numbers.
Farmers use herbicides to kill off weeds, while pesticides are used to exterminate creatures. And while that keeps humans fed, there's growing concern the substances are also harming all living things. The most widely used group of insecticides in the world are called neonicotinoids, a chemical family similar to nicotine. Nicola Bradbeer heads up an international beekeeping organisation, Bees for Development. She explains.
Neonicotinoids are designed to kill insects that feed on crops, and bees are insects too. So it's very difficult to design any chemical that will kill one insect and not another insect. The chemical doesn't know which is a good insect and which is a bad insect. They're kind of nerve toxins, and they will kill the pests that are going to eat a crop plant, but inevitably damage the insects that are foraging on it for good reasons to pollinate it.
But Dr. Julian Little from Bayer in Germany, one of the chemical giants producing the insecticides, disagrees.
It's not easy to find really, really effective insecticides such as the neonics that are very safe to people, very active on the insects you're trying to control, and something that you can use in a way that we believe is safe to pollinating insects such as bees. Up to now, we believe that we've been able to do that. And again, around the world, farmers continue to use these products very effectively. So yes, it is very difficult, but that's something that you need to do when you're in a business of finding new products for farmers' use.
But a new assessment from the European Food Safety Authority, based on more than 1,500 studies, says such chemicals pose a serious risk to bees. It also states it's not just the spraying on crops, but contamination of the soil and water, leading to wildflowers and plants being affected too. An imminent vote at the EU on their use could see a worldwide ban. Jose Tarazono is the head of EFSA's pesticides unit.
It's not unusual for the insecticide to be toxic for bees. The question is not just the level of harm. The question is the level of risk for the bee populations. So the assessment compared the toxicity that we know because of field studies with the level of exposure that is expected when the farmer apply to the different uses. So in total, we have more than 1,000 different risk assessments for the different combination of bees, the neonicotinoid, the use, and the scenarios. And then now it's up to the risk managers to take the decision based on the risk. We are doing the scientific assessment, the risk assessment part. We pass this indication to risk managers in the European Commission, and they will take the final decision with the member states.
While Europe tightens the reins on some pesticides, the American Beekeeping Federation says that bees add $14 billion to the value of US crop production every year. So with a disappearing bee population, some farmers are importing colonies. Joe Trainer is a bee broker in California.
Well, there's just not enough of them. There used to be years ago before pesticides and that, but there's just not enough of them out there. Everything's clean cultivated out here. They don't have a good habitat for native bees, so growers are pretty much 100% dependent on imported honeybees.
In the US alone, the number of hives have halved in 50 years. In Vietnam, one of Asia's largest honey exporters, beekeepers report a rapid decline in bee numbers. If they go completely, thousands of plants would disappear. That in turn could lead to a huge impact on humans. The reason, according to Florida beekeeper David Mendes, is obvious.
My own experience and experience of several beekeepers is you bring your bees to an area where these products are being used, several months later, they're collapsing. The bees that you left in the woods, far away from those crops, they're just fine.
Bees pollinate 70 of the around 100 crop species that feed 90% of the world. So if they continue to disappear, all the plants that bees pollinate could be next. And if that happens, what does the future hold for us?